small.
The club that I have to ask about is number 6. What'd you hit in there and what'd you have? That was such a wonderful shot.
Well, number 5, number the par 3?
Yeah.
A 3-iron. I knocked down 3-iron, abbreviated follow through, and it was just perfect the whole way. It drew about 5 yards right in there and 8 inches away.
How far was the shot?
No, I it was 203, playing about 215, we thought, into that wind.
That was really a key shot.
Oh, that was huge because I didn't birdie the par 5, number 4. And I put some good shots in the first 4 holes, but I couldn't make them birdies, and that was big.
And then, a little message his way?
Well, I was trying to all day. I couldn't quite do it. He played great. Curtis played great. I feel bad for him because he played really well. But I think the birdies on 14 and 15 were big for me. I made birdie 13. I bogeyed 13, which made me mad. It was a bad decision, bad club, and I bogeyed it. And if I don't make birdies right away, it's over. And I birdied those next 2 holes, which was big. And then, obviously, 16, I won by one there. And then 17, he just hit a bad shot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, take us through that little sequence where all of a sudden he 3-putts. You've got the lead for the first time. And then he continues to kind of go downhill with that.
That's just momentum. That's momentum in golf. And I believe there's a huge momentum in golf. We talked to my team about that. Individual momentum, how you're playing, making birdies on top of birdies, and then our bogeys, and stops momentum. And that was something I think that he had the control of the thing all day today on me and Travis. He played great. And then I bogeyed 13, which really upset me. And he just missed a birdie putt there. So that could have been a bigger – and I made about 8-foot bogey putt. So I think that was the key to the tournament, where he missed about a 15-foot birdie putt, just missed it, and I made an 8-foot bogey putt. I could have been a 3-shot swing for him and done tournament over. Instead, it was a 1-shot swing, and then I birdied the next 2 holes. 14. And he parred them. He played solid pars. He didn't do anything wrong. Those are into the wind.
Right.
I made those 2 birdies, and then the 16th hole was a big deal, him 3-putting and me tapping in for par.
Your 10th wasn't your favorite hole of the day.
No, I hit a bad shot. I had 4 and into the green. I had some bad shots at back 9. It was tough out there. That wind is tough, and I think, you know, you get fatigued. You play a lot of golf the last 3 days, and I hit some really good shots. The shot into 15, that par 4 was the best shot. 6-iron was pure from one. That number 5 were the good shots of the day for me. So, but yeah, 10 wasn't good, and I didn't, you know, 18, I just kind of limped it in just trying to get finished, you know.
14, but I think you kind of had a 20-footer on 14 about, I think, 18,
yeah,
20 15, feet.
15, 18 feet probably, 18, yeah.
I think I saw 11 of the 12, but I don't think any of them were quite like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I was never in this one until the last few holes.
Yeah,
I mean, I got off the bad start. I was disappointed in the first round, 71. I hit it good, but always on the wrong side of the holes. And I guess I was disappointed I shot 71, but, I mean, I just studied the course, and I could have been 73 or 4.
Yeah.
But it was solid, just took it. And then, so that was behind the 8 ball, but then I played well the last 2 rounds. But, you know.
So sit for tournaments now as a player for a little while?
Yeah, well, I might play this Illinois Senior Open this year if I can fit it in. It's 2 days after our college event. I'm a senior now, you know, so I can do that stuff. So, yeah, but it's done. And then November, after our season's done, I'll go play the National Senior PNC. I've never played that, obviously. I'm just turned 50. So, but, yeah, now my mind's out of it. Actually, after the U.S. Senior Open a couple 2 weeks ago, I was really busy with the fundraiser we had up here and then our freshmen on campus working with the guys. So tomorrow I get back into it.
What are you here with your event here?
15, 16, 17, or 16, 17, 18, whatever that is.
You're going to have a team of 2 freshmen, huh?
3 freshmen may play. I mean, I got 3 freshmen in my top 6 players. So it's gonna be a
kind of season.
Yeah, I mean, we had that a few years ago when Campbell and Burge were freshmen, when Thomas Peters and Luke Guthrie were there, 2 studs, and then we ended up making it to the national finals, and that's when Thomas won the national championship. And this year we have Nick Hardy and Dylan Meyer, who are both top rated amateurs. Yeah. So they're gonna have to carry us this year. We'll see if they can. But
now you got a Ryder Cupper.
Yeah. I know, and you know.
Hey, this year, Mike.
I'm excited about that. I'm gonna be up there all week with them, so it's gonna be fun.
Mike, this year, it's cool. The road to Rich Harvest Farms. Come on, it's your home state. You're gonna be like Oregon. You gotta.
I know. I think we can surprise people come springtime. We're not tournament or national championship ready right now. But I think by April, May, with some young guys get some experience and we get some work done, I think we could. We've proved the last 9 years. We've been right in the mix of it for about 9 or 10 years now. So hopefully, we can keep it going. It's a lot, you know, it's pressure on the kids, but we'll relax them and get better individually and see if we can make a run. But I'd love to do it at home. I mean, that's huge. We'd have a big contingent out there if it was Rich Harvest. I mean, people follow Illinois golf a lot in the Illinois family.
Hey, the last time you guys played there, you won that regional there. So.
Yeah, I know. I had some good players, though. I mean, I graduated number 4 and 8 amateurs in the world 2 months ago, so.
You're just
they're pretty good.
It's like Alabama football now. You're just reloading.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate saying that.
That ball bounces anywhere but directly back, chip out, make 5, and, you know, hey, it's a whole new different ball game.
Yeah.
But
you thought about playing it. You tried to
practice swing and got stuck in a vine.
Yeah, you know, I got in there and I took the club back a little bit to see if there was, if I would catch any resistance, and automatically, I mean, look at,
it's
bleeding and crazy.
Bleeding,
yeah, you know, I just took it back a little bit to see what I had.
And poison ivy in there.
And everything just kind of leaped on me, so... It was an easy call to take the unplayable and then drop it and then catch another tree and hit that one in the junk and take another unplayable.
And then you almost hold it.
And I almost hold it and then I missed another putt. So,
and the greatest bogey.
Oh, absolutely. Hell yeah. It would have been the greatest bogey anybody's seen.
The good news is Zika has not been reported at Olympia Field.
Well, we'll check in a couple days. We'll see. But hey, what are you going to do, you know? Second place, like I said to you guys the other day. You know, he shot 68 today. That's a good round. You know, I was right there with him, made one bad swing, and those are the breaks. You can't do it against him. Made a good swing, and it's a whole new ballgame.
You got to be pretty proud of how you played overall.
Yeah, you know, I, for as not well as I thought I played, you know, finished second again in this. That's three of them now in 5 years, so.
Yeah, three seconds in 5 years.
Yeah. So.
Did you finish eighth?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. So tied for Rodell and
Travis. Yeah. So three seconds, but you know, I think I said it here 3 years ago. I hope, you know, at some point he's going to retire and seconds turn into first.
Can't happen soon enough, right?
Maybe you can get the NCAA to move up the schedule so he just doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll talk to some people and see if we can get an intercollegiate this week. No, it's all good. I mean, hey. You want to play with the best, and I play with the two of the best in the state. So, you know, that's what you want. That's what you look for at the end of the day.
Any chance you could get this event moved to White Eagle?
I'll get something there. You know, we're doing our renovation. We just got short games just done.
Yeah, tell us.
Our new tennis tees got built. New short game area is going in now. It'll be probably seated in about 2 weeks. Be ready for next May, June. And then a bunker project soon to follow after that, a year or two after that. So then after that, I think, you know, that golf course will be top rate. And, you know, I'll lobby a lot of people to get some events out there.
Yeah, that's been a long procedure just to get where you're at, right?
Yeah, you know, they'd started it before I was there. And then, you know, they voted it down as a big project. But then they voted a yes for the to piece it together. So, yeah, the club's moving in the right direction. It's going to be phenomenal here in about 3 years. It'll be one of the best in the Naperville area.
You have a picturesque 18th hole. I mean, you don't need a clock tower behind the last green. You still have a great
Yeah, it's a great hole. I mean, hey, any water, you got to think about it. The last hole, you never know. There might be some big event decided on it.
Yeah.
We had the LPGA there way back.
Yeah, but I think you guys played. I think they played the other way. I think number 9 was 18.
Yes.
For grandstands and stuff.
Have you ever played a Tiger Chiefs?
Yeah, absolutely.
How low have you gotten?
I haven't beaten him yet.
Yeah. Well, there's your goal.
And I promise you, I never will. Even if I do, it's still his. I'll co-share it. I'll co-share it with him.
You could find another club nearby and put the Illinois Open the two courses.
Yeah, it'll be
course in Naperville.
Heck yeah. Well, you know, there's a, you know, I think this is the time where the Illinois Open is in a, not in a flux, but, you know, kind of opened to go back to, I think, the way it used to be. You know, to travel around. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a huge fan. I mean, take it everywhere. It's the state open. Let's go. Even if it, you know, let's go down to Southern Illinois. Sure. Let's do it. I mean, Chicago, it's a great, obviously a great golf town. Yeah, I mean, it should pop down there. It should be at big clubs up near Chicago. And, you know, obviously the caliber of play is second to none in Illinois. With no tour event, those are, you know, the top mini tour guys and top tour guys there are. So
it took a long time when I started covering it to get a guy like Tom Borgo to come up and play.
Yeah.
And then finally he did. You know, that brought a few more people. But playing it down there, I don't think it's been in Bloomington for, what, 35 years?
Yeah. Hey, we'll see. You never know.
All right.
Never know.